The Fergari Boat Club is a landmark in the city of Hudson. A dozen or so shanties located along the Hudson River at what once was Hudson's North Bay. They've been there for a century or more. Members of the club use the buildings, which have been handed down generation to generation, for fishing and socializing. Tiffany Hamilton says her family numbers among the original Fergarians.
My great-grandfather had a fishing shack there. My grandfather and grandmother were down there.
The North Dock Tin Boat Association lost its appeal of a 2011 decision dismissing its property ownership under adverse possession or squatter's rights on a legal technicality. Hudson Mayor William Hollenbeck says the city lawfully acquired the land from the state. Joe Gallo is CEO of North Dock Tin Boat Association. He says the Fergari Boat Club has been offering free services to residents year-round. He suspects the city has ulterior motives.
Something to do with industrial development, although I don't understand why. I think they have total disregard for what's there now. They have plans to get grant money and change it into something other than what we have.
Mayor Hollenbeck has given the boat club until July 16th to gather their belongings and abandon the Fergari.
It's kind of been a closed, gated community down in that area. And when the city took ownership of that, it certainly became public accessible land as it is right now.
Hollenbeck points out that the squatters don't actually own the land or pay any taxes. He says the city is not in the position to lease the land to them. Tiffany Hamilton accuses the municipality of being selective as to who is offered a lease.
There's a portion of the Hudson Powerboat Association's property that is actually leased from the city to that organization. The state of the Hudson leases property from the city of Hudson, the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, as well as two residential properties in the Cedar Park Cemetery.
Hamilton says the club would obtain whatever liability coverage might be required. The mayor says he understands the Fergarians' frustrations, but they have to leave.
The city has chosen, until this is resolved, to basically post no trespassing signs. After the 30 days, right around the 15th or 16th, the city will erect a fence.
Although he downplays the Fergari's historical significance, Hollenbeck hasn't closed the door on a proposal the city preserve one or more of the shacks for posterity.
Being somebody who was born and raised in the city of Hudson, I do have a soft spot for those individuals who have had families down there for years.
But come July 16th, Tiffany Hamilton says all bets are off.
If the eviction proceeds as scheduled on that day, I would imagine there will be some people there when the eviction takes place.
Hamilton hopes to see some sort of reprieve. Mayor Hollenbeck isn't expecting any will be granted.
Certainly, it's the city of Hudson's position that now that the court has spoken, we own the land. We've extended the olive branch of 30 days to vacate. We didn't have to do that.
Hollenbeck says any action to occupy or otherwise block the property from being closed off will be dealt with at that time. Hoping to win additional public support, Tiffany Hamilton is gathering signatures in an 11th-hour petition drive to save the Fergari. And an invitation is extended to one and all to visit the site Saturday, July 7th between 1 and 6 p.m. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.